Del Valle is a new play written and performed by seasoned actor and writer Ned Van Zandt. Del Valle is a true story, the account of a well-born Texas man who hits rock bottom in prison. It's also a tale of surviving sex, drugs, and rock and roll at the Chelsea Hotel with Sid and Nancy, and in Hollywood with Chaka Khan. Del Valle is a moral tale told with a wild sense of humor and suspense of a man's redemption through accepting himself for the first time with all his faults and gifts. Ned Van Zandt will be performing Del Valle in Marfa at the Capri on Saturday, April 8th. Here to tell us all about it is Ned Van Zandt. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Ned, got to get one thing out of the way so we can move on. Okay. Van Zandt, you hear the name, you think about towns. What's the relation?
He was my second cousin.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So writing, singing, all that runs in the family? Is that how this works?
I'll claim it, sure. You know, it's interesting. You know, Towns is, you know, he's a second cousin. I knew him. I hung out with him several times in my 20s. I never really appreciated his genius until after he was gone. It's that kind of thing. But, yeah, I'll claim that, you know, it runs in the family. I mean, I'd be honored to, yeah.
Now, let's move on to Del Valle. You've obviously had quite the colorful life, and I'd like to hear more details because I know you were in the Sid and Nancy movie and in another documentary. But what brought you to this point where you wanted to put it down on paper and then perform it?
Well, I have had a colorful life. And for years, friends have encouraged me to write a memoir, and I thought about it. My dad was a writer. My father was a writer who wrote under a pseudonym. He wrote under the name Tom Pendleton. And he had a bestseller in the 1960s about West Texas oil business called The Iron Orchard. And so I'd like to claim that, too, that, you know, writing comes. I mean, I'm a good writer, but I'd never attempted it before. And so I had this idea about 5 years ago that I should write a memoir. And I was in New York and involved with a theater group called Naked Angels. And once a week, writers and actors show up and just perform stuff on the spot. It's like a cold reading series. And so one evening, I brought in a scene to a play. I thought, I'll write this as a play. And I brought in 10 pages of a play, and I thought it was a play. And when I got there, there weren't the actors that could play the parts. And so I played all the parts, and it worked. And so I kept bringing more scenes. This is like in 2012, 2013. And within 6 months, I had a play. And then I spent another year editing it and got the final draft. But, yeah, I've had this amazing life, and you know, I mean, when I tell people stories, you know, people say, oh, you know, nobody would ever believe that. But that's the genesis of it.
And performing, I mean, you kind of alluded to it. And, you know, I don't know if our audience quite gets it, but it's 16 characters played by you.
16 characters set in Del Valle State Jail, which is outside of Austin, Texas. It's in the little town of Del Valle. I think the actual name of the place is Texas Correctional Institute. But I spent almost 6 months there 10 years ago in 2006, and which was the worst thing that had ever happened to me and the best thing because, you know, my life at that time had been on a bit of a downward spiral, not a bit, it had been on a downward spiral. And I got arrested for drug possession, thrown in jail, and the gig was up. Nobody would bail me out. And when I got there, I was recognized by a member of the Aryan gang, for lack of a better word, Texas Aryan Brotherhood. He recognized me from TV.
But wait, and, you say from TV, but he recognized you from a soap opera.
He recognized me from One Life to Live, favorite soap opera.
I love this picture of the Junior Grand Dragon watching One Life to Live and then recognizing you from that in prison.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
So, well, you know, TV is, you know, they let you out of your cells. There's, in this particular unit, there were four TVs going all the time. And most of the time, you're in this, like, common room. You're watching TV. And, So that's how it happened. But evidently, this particular guy was a big soap opera fan. I mean, I guess soap operas, there aren't that many soap operas these days, but soap operas, you know, have always been popular in college campuses and in prison, evidently.
Mm, good to know.
Yeah. But anyway, he recognized me, and I mean, after the whole ordeal was over, and years after, you know, I got out of jail and I got my life back together, I thought this is an amazing story. Now, you know, I'd had the living in the Chelsea Hotel with Sid and Nancy. That had been, you know, another amazing story. But anyway, this I thought about it. Wasn't until like 5 years after the Del Valle experience that I thought I'm going to write this. And that's how it started.
Now, you were in the Chelsea Hotel during that time where, you know, it was full of other colorful characters living there. I think Patti Smith was living there and Sid and Nancy.
Patti Smith was a little before me. Patti Smith and Robert Mapplethorpe were a few years before me. But, yes, Sid and Nancy. I moved in the same week that Sid and Nancy moved in. But Steve Bader's from the Dead Boys was living there. I got to know him. I met David Bowie there. I met, all kinds of amazing people. Charles James, the fashion designer, lived there. And, and Alejandro Escovedo.
Our Texas. Yeah, he comes through here all the time, too.
Yeah, well, Alejandro, that's how I ended up at the Chelsea. I was in San Francisco. I was this Hollywood actor. I'd gone to San Francisco in the summer of 1978 to do a play. And I was in a movie line one night. I don't remember what the movie was, but there was a line to get in the movie, and I started talking to this couple, and it was Alejandro and his girlfriend. And through Alejandro, I met some other musicians, and at the end of that summer, they all said, "We're moving to the Chelsea." There was like this migration to New York, and you want to come, and just like, he was a Pied Piper. And so I followed Alejandro to the Chelsea Hotel, basically. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's interesting. In writing this play a couple of years ago, I had to go to Alejandro and I say, because there were things I didn't remember. Alejandro has, like, a perfect memory. and he wasn't, he didn't abuse himself as much as I did in the party department. But anyway, we all moved to the Chelsea Hotel. And that's how that happened.
Now, you talk about hitting rock bottom and then accepting yourself. Those two things probably don't happen quite back to back, but how did they happen for you? I mean, when did you say, okay, this is as low as I can go? And how long between that moment to, okay, this is who I am, and it's all right, and we're going to move on?
Well, it's happened a couple of times in my life. You know, after the Chelsea Hotel, like I was this, you know, I mean, I looked at the time, I didn't think I was having much success, but looking back at it at the time I was, I mean, I was making my living as an actor. I was in some important movies, but I was taking a lot of drugs and drinking. And I realized at one point in my early 30s that had to stop. And so I cleaned up my act, got my act, you know, didn't drink or use drugs for almost 13 years. And then I started up again. And so when I ended up, you know, getting arrested and thrown in jail, I mean, the gig really was up. I mean, there just weren't many opportunities left. It was, you know, a prison sentence or killing myself or, you know, it was somehow it was being in Del Valle and realizing that I had a choice, and I was getting used to it. I mean, I hear how people can get used to, to jail, but, you know, fortunately I made the right decision, and that woke me up. I didn't want to continue that path.
And when did you get to acceptance?
I guess, well, 10 years ago, after I got out of Del Valle, but acceptance, you know, it takes time.
Of course.
But processing it all, you know, I think that probably took about 5 years to really figure it out. But, you know, I haven't had a drink or a drug in over 10 years. But
and now here we are in Marfa. So did you make that choice because of your dad's book? Or how did you end up in Marfa?
It's part of, you know, Marfa has always been this, like, iconic, shimmering, I've never been, you know, I've driven through West Texas a lot, but three of my favorite movies were filmed in Marfa, you know, Giant, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. And I have friends who are always going there and telling me about it. And my nephew is great friends with Virginia Lieberman, who is involved with Martha Ballroom and the Capri, where I'll be performing. And through him, that's how this all came about. But I just thought, you know, I want to go to Marfa. I want to do this in Marfa.
Well, it sounds like the making of a magical night. And talking to the people at Marfa Life Arts, you don't even need a ticket to attend. I mean, you can make a reservation if you want to sit at one of the 13 tables that'll have dinner service. But other than that, it sounds like you can just walk in and take a seat and see your show. Sounds kind of magical.
And the show's funny, I must say. There's a lot of humor in it. You know, it's not a prison story per se. And it's not a, it's play. It's like I said, I played 16 characters, but it's not me just telling stories. You get the stories, but it's a moral tale. It's a wild tale. It's a redemptive tale, but it's very funny too.
Well, I can't thank you enough for talking to us about your story and sharing this. And I hope, actually, I'm sure we will have compelled some people to drive up the street to Marfa and check it out. Today, my guest has been Ned Van Zandt. He will be performing his play, Del Valle, at the Capri in Marfa next week on Saturday, April 8th. Thank you so much for talking to us at State of the Arts.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.